Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I don't have a reservation, but I was wondering if you still have any rooms available tonight.
We do have one room on the 10th floor. Unfortunately, a football team is staying in all of the other rooms on that floor. The final of the national championships is tonight. They might be a bit noisy.
I see. I'll have to take a chance. There don't seem to be many other rooms available in town.
That's probably because of the game. Can I have a name for the booking, please?
Number 1. What does the man say will happen tonight? Number 2. What does the woman imply when she says,
I'll have to take a chance.
Number 3. What information does the man ask for? Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation. This is the front desk. How may I help you?
I'd like you to send up some more towels and a hairdryer, please. Could you have them here in the next few minutes?
I'll do the best I can. The staff and I are really busy checking out guests this morning because of the big college basketball tournament that's taking place downtown.
I see. I have to leave for a conference in an hour, so I'd really appreciate it if you could get them to me as soon as possible.
Number 1. Who most likely is the man? Number 2. Why does the man say he is busy? Number 3. When will the woman leave? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Tomo, do you think you could give me a hand with these envelopes? I have to seal and label each one of them, but there are far too many for me to finish today.
Sorry, Nancy. I have to draft a report for the sales manager.
Oh, you're busy too. I just asked Jenny, but she's busy resetting the passwords for the company IDs. You think anyone else could help? This is really too much for me to handle.
Well, if you can wait until I'm finished with the report, I could maybe do a few for you, but you'd probably be better off asking Antonio. I don't think he's too busy today.
Number 4. Why is the woman asking for assistance? Number 5. What does the man have to do now? Number 6. What does the man recommend? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I've never eaten here before. What do you recommend?
The seafood pizza is very popular. Actually, we're almost out of ingredients for it, so I'd have to check with the chef before I could take your order.
Please do.
Can you take our drink order before you go, though? I'm really thirsty.
Of course. What would you like to drink?
I'll take an orange juice.
And I'll take an iced tea, please.
Okay. I'll come back with those in a couple of minutes. Would you mind filling out this survey while you wait?
Not at all.
Number 7. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 8. What will the woman most likely do next?
Number 9. What does the woman ask the men to do? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
Joan, how are the plans for the Henderson dog food advertising campaign coming along?
We have a few exciting ideas. The problem is that we're not sure if the client will agree to pay for them. They might turn out to be too expensive.
Well, that's for them to decide. You should have the project team estimate how much it will cost and submit a proposal.
They're already on it. They should have some accurate figures for you by the end of the day.
Number 10. What is the woman working on? Number 11. According to the man, what should the project team do next? Number 12. What does the woman mean when she says,
"They're already on it"?